Well, local shares are lower in early trade on Thursday. The ASX 200 is down by around 14 points, or a fifth of 1%, and that's out of step with the improvements that we have tended to see for Northern Hemisphere markets in the last day. For example, in the US, markets were generally quite optimistic when it came to the equity side of things. The Dow hit its highest levels since January of this year. It was accompanied with rising long-term US interest rates, which has been supportive for financials in the US. But as far as the local picture is concerned, contrast that with the weakness that we're tending to see where financials are concerned. All of the big four are lower. Westpac's down by around a half of 1%, leading the declines. Yesterday, the lender announced that he'd be cutting lending rates, and that's been seen through the lens of trying to grab more market share, which is not necessarily an attractive aspect because of the impact that it can have on margins. So mining stocks are a mixed bag. Rio Tinto is up by around 3%. They have previously announced a capital return to investors, but today they announced details of that, which will include an off-market buyback tender for $2.7 billion. So the shares are higher. Fortescue Metals, which was up smartly yesterday, is down by about 1%. Energy stocks are lower, even though energy prices in the last day have been firmer. Santos, Woodside and Oil Search all down in the order of a half to three quarters of a percent. CSL, worth pointing out, it hit its lowest levels in about a month yesterday. It's unusual to see the big stock down as much as it has been for the month. It's down by around 9% for the month, but today it's rebounding a little bit, up by around 1.5%. Premier Investments is down by 2.5%. Their earnings numbers for the full year below the market's expectations. Their NPAT was down by 20% to $83.6 million. If you take out the significant items, it was an 8% increase to $113 million. Revenue was up by 8%. They announced a final dividend of 33 cents per share, and the Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer at 72.5 US cents.